firefighters dousing flames at Ramon prison in southern Israel. Similar scenes in another nearby jail, Palestinian prisoners pushing back against a widespread crackdown. The immediate cause, the escape on Monday of six prisoners from Gilboa, one of Israel's highest security jails. The Israeli prison service says its actions, limiting movement, stopping family visits, and redistributing hundreds of prisoners are aimed at disrupting power centers.
It's a collective punishment for all of the 4,700 Palestinian prisoners who are held currently inside the Israeli prisons, because when you decide to cut down the creation time from 4 hours to 1 hour, it's not related to security. It's about putting more restrictions on the daily life of the Palestinian prisoners.
A statement on behalf of prisoners from all factions called on the Palestinian public to stand by them. On Wednesday night, hundreds took to the streets in various locations across the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Randy Odeh spent 18 years in jail, 8 of them in Gilboa prison, convicted for assisting a would-be suicide bomber during the Second Intifada.
The escape is just an excuse for Israel to try to break the prisoners' structure. To say Palestinian Islamic Jihad did this, so we want to disperse its members, but that's just the beginning.
5 of the 6 escapees belong to Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Hundreds of PIJ members are being shuffled from jail to jail. Inside Ofer prison, the only one inside the occupied West Bank, such efforts were reportedly thwarted by the prisoners on Wednesday. The Israeli prison service says 20 men have now been moved. Now, this remains a huge embarrassment for this still relatively new government, this coalition government led by Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. It is promising still on day 4 of what is a widening manhunt to find and recapture the 6 missing men, while simultaneously investigating just how it was that they were able to escape. The hunt continues to expand. Special forces, reconnaissance units, drones all mobilized alongside a web of checkpoints. So far, all without result. All 6 prisoners come from in or around Jenin in the occupied West Bank. Israeli troops have been searching homes, detaining family members.
I fear the Israelis will assassinate him. Earlier, they vowed to his brother that if Mahmoud didn't return himself, he'd be killed.
On Monday, there was both shock and celebration among Palestinians at a rare win over Israel's security apparatus. The celebrations remain, but there's also a growing awareness that this escape and the widening military operation to reverse it could spark another, broader round of violence. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, in the occupied West Bank.
Well, Basil Faraj is a researcher whose work focuses on Palestinian prisoners. His father is currently at the prison in Ofer, which was in our previous report. He says the prison break sheds light on a much deeper issue of systemic discrimination against Palestinians.
Of course, we are talking about the manhunt, as the Israelis refer to it, but we are talking about Palestinian prisoners liberating themselves from prison. Of course, we have to understand the context behind this. The context is that we are talking about a military justice system that can arrest any Palestinian, place them in administrative detention, or unjustly, unfairly trial them, sentence them for life, or multiple life sentences, or 20, 15 years in prison, as it happens for many prisoners, Palestinian prisoners. And so in that case, we have to contextualize, I think, first of all, the military justice system, which is unjust and unfair, and it's an important branch of the occupation, of the Israeli occupation, that we have to do to understand how prisoners try to cope with the prison, and why do we have such huge and high sentence rates amongst Palestinians? My father is simply one of them. We are talking about, as your report had mentioned, 4,700 Palestinians now. But some statistics show that at least 1 in every 3 Palestinian men had been arrested or know someone who has been arrested. So I think it's important to contextualize that it's not necessarily the story of one prisoner or the 6 who have escaped, but it's a long military apparatus that treats every Palestinian as a security threat. And I think that's the core issue here.